Navigating Grief is a series of useful resources for those who've experienced loss. The holidays bring a whole new set of challenges, but there can be light in the darkness.
Hey everyone, I am Jen and I am back with Carrie. We are discussing our grief candles of Advent and what the candle represents. The candle represents a light, even if it's just a glimmer, like my little one back here, just a glimmer of light in the darkness. From ancient times, that's what they use. They use a candle to light their way through the darkness. And oftentimes we refer to grief and the feelings that we have after a significant loss of grief as darkness. So the candle just represents the light that we have to walk through this journey, through this wilderness of grief. And tonight we're focusing on the candle of memories. Memories can be good, they can be bad, they can be funny, they can be sad. And memories, especially in a time of loss, whether that's you moved from a friend group or you have lost someone to death in your life, there can be no pain so great as those joyful memories. No pain as great as those joyful memories in your grief. What a weird, again, paradoxical thing we're dealing with here in grief. So how does that coexist, Carrie? How do those two coexist? And they can amplify your grief. They can confuse your grief, these memories. Talk to me about memories.
And they can ease that grief. So it's all of this beautiful ugliness of grief, the chaos of grief is what we call this. You know, when we talked about the joy and the sorrow, how they coexist, and that's kind of what memory does for us, and that the pain of when I remember that joyful time with my loved one, and the pain comes because that loved one is no longer physically here with me. And my body is having to accept the reality of this. And so that's painful to remember that, right? But on the other hand, I need to be able to remember my loved one because they mattered, or this life that I left, because it existed, it shaped me, it's a part of who I am. And by being able to share those memories with others, it helps us integrate that loss within us. So, for example, with a death loss, when you're talking about, like we talk about our moms, sometimes they were good ones, sometimes they weren't so good with our moms. But it wrapped up our relationship with them. It's who they were. And when somebody dies, their physical presence has left us, right? And we're trying to hold on at all costs to that. We want them desperately to be with us. And memory helps us to be able to take what was as a physical presence and bring it internally, so that essence of who they were, we can carry that with us always. So all the things they taught us and the joy they brought us, and even the sorrow that we experience with them, can become a part of us. And that's why memory and sharing those stories are so important and so valuable. And we see that with grievers all the time that need to tell their story, whether it's the hard story, the times that it wasn't so great. They need to share that. They need to have that validated and witnessed just as much as they get to share the joy and the love, like we've talked about with, you know, your cannolis with your grandmother and my cookies and my rolls with my mom, right? That helps us feel connected. It continues the bond we have with that person or that loss. It continues that, and it makes that bond stronger. So there's this innate need in us to share those memories, to not just experience those in isolation. And that's a big part of why it's so important to have that storytelling at a funeral or services or when we have family get-togethers. And it's why the holidays can be really hard when we don't have somebody that can kind of share those memories, those shared experiences of our loved ones. And it makes us miss them even more when we don't have that common connection.
Well, you bring up a good point. Here we go with another misconception of grief. I'm not gonna sit down at the Christmas table and ask you about your mom. I don't want to upset you.
Right.
Or, you know, whoever it is, I don't want to, you know, she seems to be doing okay. I don't want to ask her about her husband that passed away because, you know, I don't want to set her off. So how do I come alongside somebody and honor their memories, but be careful not to upset them?
And that ties back into our other previous candles of tonight with grief and courage, because we have to have the courage to be able to hold that space for somebody if it does set them off. But understanding that if I don't ask, am I being validating to that person? Am I being dismissive of their experience by asking how they're doing since your husband died? It's being dismissive of that experience, of the person's life that was lived. And yes, they may cry, they may tear up. And hopefully, because you have been companioning this person, that they know that they can say, you know, I really don't want to talk about it. That's okay too. But to really be able to allow that person, and we talked about it before, of giving them permission if they want to talk about it or not. But by coming to a gathering or meeting somebody and not even addressing it is dismissive of their experience and what they're going through and their loss.
Right. Somebody, it might have even been you at one point, told me, or maybe it was Dr. Wolfeld, who just said, they know that their loved one has died. You're not reminding them of anything they don't already know or feel.
Right.
More often times than not, it's a good thing to ask, because it does. It validates what they're feeling, where they're at. It honors the person that passed away, that it's not just forgotten. And then as the griever, you just have to be ready to say, I'm doing okay. I'd rather not talk about it tonight. Or maybe these family get-togethers, sometimes if you're ready for it, can be the perfect time to share these stories, if not at a funeral. But just because it was at the funeral doesn't mean you can't do it in other ways.
Absolutely.
I was just talking to a friend of mine who lost, they lost their adult son about 5 years ago. And I said, does it bother you to talk about him, or is that okay? He's like, oh no, we'd love to talk about him. And they love the opportunity to talk to people, to let them know, yes, they have another child besides the two that are still here on this earth. So I think the best way to go about it is to ask and not just pretend like it's not happening to that person, because now there's this big elephant in the room, right?
Absolutely. And if you ever have children at a gathering, they bring it up regardless. And,
right.
And you see the collective adults hold their
yes.
breath. And it's like, oh, it finally, cat's out of the bag. We can talk about it now.
Yeah.
So again, everybody's thinking it, but no one's willing to say it. And imagine if you're that griever and you're trying to hold that space when somebody at my table's missing. It's very apparent. So honor it. Give voice to that. Doesn't mean that they have to engage in the memories and storytelling if they don't want to, but to honor this fact that this person is missing someone right now, and it's okay to acknowledge it.
So one last thing as I get there, just to hit this into the topic. Maybe the person you have who has died was not good for you. It was not a good relationship. It was not a healthy relationship, or there are many bad memories and it's still wrestling. And so either you feel guilty that you're not sad enough, but you feel sad yet you had all these difficult relationships. How can we reconcile those in our heads?
Remember, grief, we grieve what we're connected to, whether it's a positive or negative connection. It's what
we're attached to. So you can still grieve Even though it's a negative connection.
Yes. Yes. So we grieve what we're connected to. So that doesn't necessarily mean it's a positive connection. We grieve that something that I was connected to. And oftentimes, if you're talking about a person and maybe it was a hard relationship or it wasn't a healthy one, we're still going to grieve what's missing. So that person's missing in my life. And we grieve the fantasy of what we wanted, our hopes and dreams for that relationship to be. And once somebody dies, that fantasy dies too, because that relationship will never get resolved. It can never become better. It can never be the relationship I dreamed it to be. So we're grieving that. So of course that's okay to do those things. But unfortunately, again, most people feel that they aren't allowed to or told not to because that person was bad for you, or, oh, you know, you never got along with that person anyway. And I still would have hoped and wished for something different. And now that will never come to pass. So that's really what I'm grieving, is the fantasy of what I would hoped this would be.
Right. There's that and again. I love your and. I was just telling somebody about it the other day. We can be grateful and thankful for all these different things. And I'm still really bummed out about this, that, or the other thing, or vice versa. And I love the carry ands of grief, because they're so validating, yeah. You know, and there are many times, especially with social media now, I see the way other people's relationships look, you know, what they talk about and what they have or don't have with different loved ones. And I grieve for lost relationships. And then I feel like, oh, that's, you know, it's ridiculous and it's better off without it. No, and I'm still grieving for it.
And absolutely.
So to bring this around back to Advent and our Advent candles, tonight is memories. And let's talk about Christ in memory.
One of the beautiful gifts Christ gives us is our memories. That allows us to stay connected forever to our loved ones. They are always going to be a part of us through our memories. Christ has given us that. Our ability to remember.
Gives us so much every day, right?
Absolutely.
So Christ is with us in our grief. Christ helps give us courage. And Christ provides us, really, our memories. All right, I will see you as we light our last candle of love. Thank you.